Good evening. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you have a favorite hobby, store, a favorite food, a favorite style, a favorite sport? I'm sure we all do. And in the book of Genesis, we find the story of Joseph. It says in Genesis 37, verse 3, that Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob. So tonight, I'd like to take a look at also my favorite Bible story, Joseph. And now we're going to have a brief outline of the story, and then we will discuss a few lessons we've learned from this story. So if you'd open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 37, I'll be reading from verses 1 through 11. Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. He also made him a tunic of many colors. When his brothers saw that their fathers loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear the dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood up, and indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream, and told it to his brothers, and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to you, to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. So here we see in verse 3 that Joseph's father loved him above all of his brothers. In verse 4, "And he made him a coat of many colors," and many other verses, it says that Joseph's brothers hated him. And then, as we see in Genesis, a later chapter in verse 14, Jacob sent Joseph one day to check on his brothers as they were out in the field. And when Joseph's brothers saw him afar off, in verse 18, they were plotting to kill him. Now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill them. But Reuben, in verse 21, said, "But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, 'Let us not kill him.' And Reuben said to them, 'Shed no blood, but cast him into his pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to the father.'" So they did not kill him, but they did throw Joseph into a pit. Then thereafter they saw the Midianites coming, and they took him back out of the pit, and they sold him into slavery for 20 shekels, as we see in Genesis 37, verses 27 to 28. Thereafter they were heading home, and they killed a goat and dipped his coat in blood, as we see in Genesis 37, verse 31. And then they went back to Jacob in verse 32 through 36 and said that he had been eaten by a wild beast. So Joseph was sold into slavery. He was sold from the Midianites to the Ishmaelites, who then sold Joseph to Potiphar in Genesis 37, verse 36. There, God was with Joseph, and he was made overseer, as we see in Genesis 39, verse 1 through 5. And I'll be reading that. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of all his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. In the next few verses, it tells that Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Joseph in Genesis 39, verses 7 through 20. It says in verse 6 that Joseph was handsome. So Potiphar's wife got him one day, took his garment, told her husband Potiphar that he had tried to lay with her. Therefore, he was put into prison, as you see in verse 20. While in prison, God was still with Joseph, and he was made keeper of the prison and keeper of all the prisoners. Genesis 39, verses 20 through 21. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of keeper of the prison. Also, as we saw in Genesis 1, verse 1 through 11, that he also had a dream. In the prison, Joseph interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker. You can find this in Genesis 40, 9 through 20. First, Pharaoh's head butler had a dream, verses 9 through 14. Three branches on a grapevine with clusters of grapes. Then Joseph, the butler, saw a cup in his hand, and he squeezed the grapes into the cup and gave to Pharaoh. Joseph interpreted through God that in 3 days he will be let out of prison and back to serving Pharaoh. Then there's the dream of the baker, verses 16 through 20. The baker, in his dream, carried three baskets on his head, and the top one was full of bread, which the birds ate from. And Joseph interpreted, once again, through God, 3 days he will be hung, and the birds will eat his flesh. And those dreams came true, as we see in Genesis 40, verses 22 through 23. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. And then, yet while he was in prison again, Pharaoh had a dream. As you see in Genesis 41, verses 1 through 6, it tells that 7 fatty cows came up out of the river and 7 skinny cows, and this meant there would be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, which Joseph interpreted through God. And thereafter, Joseph rose to power again in Genesis 41, verse 37 through 41. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man who is in the spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and as wise as you. You shall be over all my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." Then Pharaoh's dreams came true in Genesis 42, and then Joseph's brothers came to get grain, which Pharaoh had stored up in barns for the famine. And then thereafter, in Genesis 45, verses 1 through 10, then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So he stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. And then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to Egypt. But now do not, therefore, be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me here before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all of his house and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children and your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. So here we just had a brief outline of the story of Joseph. There are many lessons to be learned from this story. Number one, God is always with us. As we see, the Lord was with Joseph in Genesis 39, verses 1 through 5, and verse 21. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was with the house of the master Egyptian. Also in verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Number two, we need to forgive. Joseph forgave his brothers, Genesis 45, 1 through 10, which I just read. And Jesus forgives us. By dying on the cross, he gave us the ability to be forgiven of sins and live eternally. You see this in Matthew 18, 21, verse 22, where Jesus says he will forgive us 70 times 7. You also must trust in God. No matter what the situation, God can make good come out of it. Joseph saw the good that God made come out of it. In Genesis 45, 1 through 9, and I'll read verse 5. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Joseph saw that God had sent him here for a reason, and he became ruler, and even though his brothers sent him to be a slave. Also, in Genesis 39, 1 through 5, and Genesis 41, verse 37 through 41, might explain that a little bit better. We also need to lead by example. When we act like Christians, others see our example, and hopefully they will want to follow. Genesis 39, 1 through 3. And I've read this again, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And the master saw that the Lord was with Joseph. And so the master saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Therefore, Joseph was leading by an example. Also, Genesis 41, verse 37 through 40, verses 38 and 39. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man who is the Spirit of God?" Pharaoh saw that Joseph was in the Spirit of God. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and as wise as you." So the lessons we've learned from the story of Joseph: God is always with us. We need to forgive no matter what. We need to trust in God and lead by example. Just as Joseph's brother killed a goat and shed blood and put it on Joseph's coat, Jesus shed blood for us so that we might have eternal life. Will you accept him today?